Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
That was a great dinner.
So great. Wait, where'd you park the car?
Oh, the one I just sold at Carvana.
What? When did you do that?
When you were still looking at the menu. I went on Carvana.com and all I had to do was enter the license plate or VIN, answer a few questions, and got a real offer in seconds.
They picked up the car already?
No, I parked around the corner. But they are picking it up tomorrow and paying me right on the spot.
Oh, no wonder you picked up the check.
Yeah, about that. Thought we were going halvesies.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
I'm home cold, just dead in trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? I'm home cold, just dead in trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? They ain't believe in me in the beginning. Don't wanna hang around now they see me winning. I'm home cold, just dead in trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down?
Yo, it's your boy Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by the ice cream man himself, Master P, Master Crunch Cereal. This is the Honey Nut Toasted Oats, available in all grocery stores. So go to your local grocery store and pick this up. And this is a cool collectible box, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is pretty dope. Master Crunch Cereal, go pick yours up. Salute.
What's up, world? This is your homie Big Court here on the Holding Court Podcast. You know, we back at you again. Today we got a special guest, you know what I'm saying? The internet sensation, Inglewood legend, you know what I mean? Personality.
Internationally
known. You know, let me get it right. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blood himself, Bosco 100. What's up with you, blood?
What's the deal, brother?
Man? What's going on with you, man?
What's up?
Yeah, I appreciate you coming, bro.
Man, I appreciate being here.
Yeah, man. I've been watching you. Yeah, I've been watching you for a couple of years now. You know what I'm saying? Paying attention to what you're doing. Hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Man, did you know that you was going to become that? Did you know that this was going to be a thing? You were going to become a brand like that?
Not at all.
Yeah?
Like, not at all. Like, my whole, when I even started my YouTube channel, my whole focus was being a rapper. Like,
yeah.
I started out my career trying to be a rapper. You know what I mean? I wanted to be one of the Snoop Dogs and the Tupacs and the Bone Thugs, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It kind of just like, just the natural progression of life.
Yeah.
I guess just led me down a different path.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm saying, you know, I can tell that you from the understanding, you know, you from that cloth. I mean, when did you, you know what I'm saying? Like, when did you discover that, damn, I have charisma. I'm kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of always knew that. Like, yeah. I always was like the life of the party, class clown type of, like, you know what I mean? Always in class joking, always bagging on niggas at the lunch tables. Like, I was always one of them type of niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, I don't know, just like a, you know, like a natural thing. Yeah. It just all happened naturally and organically. It was never planned. It was like, you know what I mean? Like, basically, like with the start of social media, I always like got on the air and said a little funny shit or like, you know what I mean? Entertaining shit. So it was always like there. But I guess like when I caught that case, I had caught a case and got put on house arrest. And when I got put on house arrest,
you was just fuck something.
I was sitting on house arrest, and I was just on Instagram all day. And then at the same time, they introduced the live feature.
Yeah,
and I started going live.
Yeah,
and I used to just literally be on there hours out of the day, like because I was at home anyway, stuck. Like you know what I mean? So I literally be on there hours out of the day.
Yeah,
and that shit just turned into what it is now.
So what year was that? Because I got to social media late. I didn't like that shit at first.
I mean, I got on there. I've been on social media since 2009. Like, it started with Twitter and Facebook. Like, it wasn't even an Instagram yet.
Twitter been around since 2009?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, Twitter fuck. I still ain't got a Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter, oh, okay. Facebook. That was like the start of everything for me. And then I came home from prison. Because I came home from prison. Mm-hmm. When I came home from prison for the last time, all of a sudden, they had all these things, Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, and because I had missed the whole MySpace era and all that. I missed that. I was in and out of jail in those days. But when I came home for the last time in 2009, all of a sudden, we got Twitter and it's Facebook, and now we got internet and YouTube. And it's like, I guess it been internet, but.
YouTube was in 2009, too?
Dude, Twitter has been since 2006.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you tardy.
I ain't showed up. I still ain't came. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get on social media. I bullshit you not till going on 5 years ago. I mean, that's IG, Facebook, all of that.
Man, I done lost like 6 pages in the last 5 years. Like,
damn. Yeah, I was a late bloomer with that shit. Because you know what? I think it's just coming from the streets, coming from the hood. You know, it was them things where, you wanted your anonymity. You know what I mean? I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I was like, nah, that's too accessible, you know? And it just made me feel uncomfortable. I figured it out.
As a street dude, I was always like, fuck all that. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I missed the whole MySpace era. Because I was always like, man, I ain't doing all that.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Niggas wasn't even liking talking on phones still back then and all that. Remember niggas?
Niggas
like,
didn't even want to, because y'all had chirps and shit with the Nextel.
And a lot of niggas didn't want them. Yeah. Like, no, I ain't doing that shit.
Niggas didn't even want, like back in the day, bro, like we didn't want to take, I didn't take a lot of pictures, you know, because I wanted deniability and not knowing your ass. That you know what I'm saying? Thing. So I didn't want to, because niggas catch cases and get conspiracy for taking
I didn't
pictures.
Even used to like take pictures. Like, I still don't really like to take pictures, but
it's part of the
it's
world.
It's part of it. Like, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. So I'm curious, bro. So where you from? I mean, where'd you grow up?
I'm from Los Angeles, Inglewood area. Mm-hmm. Inglewood, you know what I mean? Inglewood, part of town, like I should say.
Born and raised over there?
Born and raised. Oh. Like, well, I was born in Los Angeles, but I moved to Inglewood when I was 14.
Okay.
I was 14.
Yeah. So what, I'm curious, bro. Like, what did a young Bosco, like, what did you want to be? Like, you know what I'm saying? Before the tats and you know, became you, but I'm saying, what did you want to be when you were young?
I wanted to be Snoop Dogg.
Like, so you always wanted to be a rapper, an entertainer?
A gangster, like, you know what I mean? I always wanted to be a gangster, like, rapper. Like, I just wanted that lifestyle. Yeah. Like, you know
I'm saying even before then, though. I'm saying, like,
before
when
then,
you was a
I mean,
kid,
you know, like, you know, the average kid want to be a policeman or a fireman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's
because I'm trying to picture Bosco raising his hand in class saying, I'm going to be a fireman. Like,
you know I wanted to be a fireman because of the fire truck. I wanted to be a policeman too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It was a funny time just because I could have a gun. Like,
I wanted
to have a gun and drive a car. Like, it was just, you know, being a kid. Like,
shit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, nigga, I wanted to be a professional BMX rider when I was a kid.
See, I was like, it was only like, it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It was fucking Hunter and fucker nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It was Hunter.
Well, you took it back. Murder, She Wrote.
You know what I mean? Murder, She Wrote. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Magnum P.I.
You took it back with that.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
My grandma used to watch that shit.
As a kid, that's what I was seeing. Like, I wasn't raised in a ghetto household where we was like, you know what I mean? Like, my mother was more of the square type.
Right.
And even my father coming from Mississippi, my father was like the blue collar, working class. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't no street dude. Like, so he wasn't into like gang banging and selling drugs. And so I didn't come up in that type of environment. Like, you know what I mean? It was going around. Like, the closest I got to it was Boys in the Hood in New Jack City. That's another King of New York and shit like that.
Colors
like,
and shit.
Yeah, that was like my, like, oh, shit, it's a whole nother world out there. But I didn't know about that as a child.
Now, that's real shit, because like me and you was talking about, like, you being from Inglewood, I used to come out to Inglewood in the 80s, and I had an aunt stayed on 101st and Lamoli. And I bullshit you not, I used to go up to the Brawley Hut at the corner and walk down Crenshaw, and be, I was looking for Eazy-E at the time, you know.
In Inglewood?
Nigga, I'm a kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like 84, 80. No, this is like 87, 88, something like that. And so I had no idea of the gang element. You know what I'm saying? I literally remember my aunt, you know, kind of prepping me, you know, like, hey, look, you got gangbangers. I'm like, gangbanger? I don't even know what the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? So, but I was just a kid, just happy to be in Cali. So I know when you a kid, you don't really understand.
That's what I used to, tell me, like, when they first, when I first started getting banged on, they're like, where you from? I'm like, California. I'm from California. Like, I'm California. Where you from? Like, man, I'm from California.
Nigga, I got banged on in Kansas City. I think I told this story before. I had a red Cardinals jacket, man, and a lot of L.A. niggas came to Kansas City, you know, with that gangbang understanding, and they brought the work and all of that, right? And I was probably about 11, 12, nigga, had on my starter jacket. I'm walking through the hood, and this nigga said, hey, nigga, you can't be wearing that over here. And I was like, why? And he was like, we Crip.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Psst. Man, I didn't know what the fuck a Crip was. Man, I went home and told my mama I need a new jacket. I said, they said we Crips over here. You know what I mean?
I didn't know what a Crip was. All I knew was Crip was a Snoop Dogg said Crip and said cuz. Like, that's all I, you know what I mean? As a kid, naturally, I think all kids, like everybody in that era, everybody just said cuz. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like the lingua. Like, we didn't know. There was nobody saying blood. Like, I didn't know what blood was.
Nah.
Like, but I just knew Snoop Dogg was
right,
a Crip.
Right.
Like,
and
Snoop Dogg said cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I'm a little bit older than you. So, I mean, to be honest with you, it wasn't no Pyru blood rappers back then. Not outwardly, except DJ Quick.
That's what I'm saying. No, but DJ Quick wasn't even outward like that. Like, he wasn't really saying
on the underground tapes, he was. But yeah, not so on Quick is the name.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my introduction with DJ Quick, I didn't even really, like, they told me, like, you know, that was like the first blood I read, like, oh, he's a blood and Snoop is a Crip. But it was like, he still, DJ Quick wasn't as out there with it as Snoop.
No,
Snoop
right.
was still like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like putting it more on wax. And DJ Quick wasn't. So I still wasn't like all that familiar until the Bloods and Crips tape came out. Then when the Bloods and Crips, when that came out, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
what was your favorite song on Bloods and Crips?
I think Steady Dipping.
On the Crip side?
That was
Steady
hard.
Dipping?
That was hard. Yeah, Pyru Love.
Pyru Love.
Pyru Love is my favorite one on the whole thing.
Yeah. That's everybody's favorite one.
Yeah, Pyru Love. Yeah. But
I had to listen to the shit turned down. You know what I mean?
Steady Dipping was hard, though.
Yeah, Steady Dipping. Now, who did that? That was...
Sinloc was on that, right?
Yeah, but who's the producer that did that? What's his face?
Ronnie Ron?
No, Battle Cat. Didn't he do that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, did Battle he? Cat. Yeah, Battle Cat was in the video.
Shout out to Battle Cat.
Yeah, yeah, he's still around doing his thing. Yeah, and shit, rest in peace to Bloody Mary. She was dope. I always thought she was a man.
Rest in peace, Bloody Mary. Yeah, I swear to God, like, for years,
thought she was a man.
I didn't know. You know, I never knew that was a man until Rare Rum. I finally met Rare Rum, and he told me that was a man.
He from Inglewood, too, right?
Yeah, he from Inglewood.
Rare Rum 781, I remember him. Smart. Yeah. Yeah, so you said Pyru Love and Steady Dipping.
Steady Dipping.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I liked... Steady Dipping. I like macking to the you know what bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
what was the? It was another one. I can't really think of it.
On the Crip or the Blood side?
I don't even remember. Yeah. Like, it might have been some more, but them the two I could think of at the top of my head. Like, Pyro Love, Steady Dipping for sure.
Was you smart in school?
I was always a fucking scholar.
Really?
Like, not a scholar, but you know what I mean? I was always like an A, B student.
Yeah.
Like in like elementary, like, you know what I mean? Kindergarten, I was like top of the class type shit.
Honor roll.
Me too. Type shit.
I stayed on honor roll till I got to high school.
Like, I was honor roll. Like, I was really a good student until I got to junior high.
Okay.
Until I got to junior high. Once I got to junior high, that's when I, well, really, I'll say sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Sixth grade was like the time when mom and pop start really having problems and it was getting rocky.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I started like changing. I know from being like a normal kid to a bit more of a mischievous kid. Yeah. Like,
you an only child?
No, I'm the oldest of six.
Oh, damn. Yeah, God damn. Oh, yeah, y'all had a full house then.
Yeah, we did.
Did you have to take care of your brothers and sisters and shit?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why that's where I learned a lot of like other skills that I end up having, like cooking and, you know what I mean? Yeah, being a cleanly nigga and like, mine's like, you know what I mean? Mine be at work, she come home, like the house gotta be clean. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's where I got all that from. But it taught me though, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, that's dope. What high school did you go to?
My high school years was kind of messed up because that's when I started getting locked up, like going to juvenile hall and camp and all that. So I didn't really do a lot of high schooling on the street. Like, I did more schooling in juvenile halls and camp facilities than I did on the street. But Inglewood High never let me in. Mm-hmm. I went to Washington High, surprisingly, for like, I think that was the first high school I went to, Washington High, for like a couple months.
That's in Inglewood?
No, it's in L.A.
Okay.
It's like on the Crip side of town.
Oh, okay.
And I went to Santa Monica CDC. I went to a lot of continuation schools, like I said. I was getting into trouble and you know what I mean? I was on probation and so I had to go a lot of like probation schools and things like that. But I went to more school inside the facilities than I did outside.
Okay. So what made you want to get into music and, you know, become a rapper?
Snoop Dogg, Bone Thugs, just like, you know what I mean?
That was your influences?
Yeah, like that's my first influence of like, I mean, besides MC Hammer, but I think like it was like just entertainment. Up until Snoop Dogg came out, Snoop and Bone Thugs, that's when we start really trying to like learn the words, all the words to the song and spit along with the song. Then we just, you know what I mean? It came to a point like about 14. It started off like, 12. We was like freestyling over the song. Like we'll be listening to Eazy-E or whatever and we'll be freestyling over the song. And then it kind of just progressed from there like, we started like, you know what I mean? I started smoking weed. We started, let's freestyle, try to rap. Yeah. So we start trying to freestyle and it just progressed from there.
Yeah.
Went to jail, start writing, learn how to write. You know what I mean? I went to prison for the second time I went to prison. I start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it just grew from that.
Yeah. What you go to prison for the first time?
Firearms possession.
Oh, okay.
All my cases was firearms.
Oh, okay. So you was having issues in the hood or you was just...
I mean...
Basically trying to just protect yourself from the element.
Just being a black man in America, it ain't easy. Like, you know what I mean? You know how it could get growing up in them urban areas. Like, you know what I mean? So just like more of a survival thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I was never looking to like hurt anyone, but... I didn't want anyone hurt me either, though.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's crazy how we can have such similar experiences and conditions, and we in different parts of the country, you know what I'm saying? Because my shit was the same way as you reacting to the environment. The environment hostile, so you like, fuck, I ain't
finna. So you got to get hostile, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a hostile environment, you got to get hostile.
So you being from L.A., I mean, so talk about that Bone Thugs, because we was talking about the fast rapping shit. So you used to rap fast before you...
I started like freestyle fast, like that was my life, you know what I mean? Like,
you remember one of the raps?
No, it was always just off the top of the head. Like, it was off the top of the head.
Yeah.
Like, my first rap I ever wrote, the first rap I wrote was, I was in Camp Carl Houghton. I was in juvenile facility, and I was in camp. And I wrote it to a Tupac beat. I remember we used to have this, like, cassette player, and we had a tape with, like, songs on there, like, one of the staff had brought us. And it was, like, a Tupac song on there. And we wrote a song. I had wrote my boy... One of my boys I used to fuck with, he was always writing. He just he wanted to be a rapper so bad. I didn't really want to be a rapper at that point, but I used to like freestyle sometime with my cousin. So we in jail, he always come with songs and the beat was so hard. I'm like, fuck that, I'm finna write a rap. He was like, yeah, write something. Get on this, go get on this with me. So I'm like, all right. So I wrote a rap. I remember that one, but I, you know what I mean?
Go spit it, just the first 8 bars. If you can remember, I know you smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, I do. I think, what was that shit?
You can't remember?
Yeah, I got to hear the beat. Like, when I hear the beat, it comes to me sometimes, I'll be like, because one time, like, I really forgot all about it, and I was listening to that song, and it came on, and the lyric just came to my head, and I was like, oh, shit, that's the song that I wrote. Like, you know what I mean? If I heard the beat, it'd come to me, though.
So you say you had a lot of influence, or you really dug Bone Thugs and Harmony. Who was your favorite Bone?
To me, like growing up, it was Crazy.
Yeah,
I think horse. Crazy was like the hardest.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Growing up, but like now looking back, I kind of like appreciate Lazy more too. Lazy was like hard though. Like, Lazy. They all was hard.
Yeah, in their own way. Yeah,
but like I think Crazy was my favorite.
Yeah, Crazy was probably the most. He seemed to be. Kind of he really got into the music.
Yeah,
and you could see his thumbprint on every song because he did most of the choruses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed like he kind of led the charge. You know what I'm saying?
Music. And Busy was like the most charismatic.
Yeah,
kinda, like
yeah, for sure.
Charismatic out of the quartet, but
like, that nigga still crazy too.
Yeah, he's still crazy. I end up hollering at him and shit. It's crazy because I end up growing up and I met him.
Yeah,
like and it was like damn, like I knew I was a special nigga a long time ago. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's like all the things I wanted to do in life, they end up happening. Like when they say dreams come true, not that it was a dream to meet them per se.
I got you, bro.
But what I mean, like just things that I wanted as a child and being younger, it starts to come. Like right now, like I give Snoop Dogg a lot of credit for being a big influence in my life. And I grew up, now I end up meeting Snoop Dogg and end up dealing with, like, you know what I mean?
We're going
like,
to get to that, But that's a beautiful thing, bro, because I said the same thing, Bosco, the same thing with me, bro. Like, you know, growing up, especially being in Kansas City, so you got to figure with aspirations of doing entertainment and all that, especially at our age, that was a pipe dream back then. That was just, you know what I'm saying, dream, you know, stars is in the sky. They don't really see no shit like that happen.
Can't touch them.
You know, you know what I mean? But I end up growing up to be able to work with motherfuckers that I grew up idolizing and you know I was able to do shows with MC8 and you know what I'm saying and people that I was looking up to, you know what I mean, and be on albums with Spice One and Brother Lynch and these people, and I even did songs with Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying, and we had Flesh here on the show. So I know what you mean, you know, and even material wise, like I always knew that I wanted to have a certain kind of wife and a certain kind of house and cars, and I end up having all that all that shit came to fruition.
You know what I mean? You knew what you wanted in life.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta know what you want.
Hell yeah.
Know what you want.
Hell yeah. So
working towards
that's a great feeling when you do that, and it gives you that confidence to continue to do that, you know what I mean? So you had, so you start doing the rap thing, you rap fat. What was your rap name? Was it always Bosco?
I mean, first it was like just E at first, because you know,
okay,
yeah, my real name, Eric.
Okay,
so my first name, everybody just always called me E at first.
Yeah.
And then my name didn't become Bosco until I started like getting into the street life, like, you know what I mean, getting more into the streets. But like at first, when I first was just freestyling, you know what I mean, it was still E at the time.
What was that? Where that name come from? Like, it's Bosco. Yeah, they just.
It's like it like kind of came from like a childhood name.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? They used to call me little, like, it used to be some name. It was a dude on my block, and he used to like my mom's. And so the other dudes on the block used to always joke and tease, like, oh, that's your daddy. Like, you know, cause they all knew he liked my mom.
Yeah.
Like, they go, your daddy. Like, or they'd be like, where your daddy at? Like, nigga, that ain't my daddy. Like, you know what I mean? Type of shit. Mm-hmm. They should be like, nigga, your name Lil Roscoe. Like, you Lil Roscoe. You like, nigga, fuck you. That ain't my daddy. Like, you know what I mean? So then when I got older and it was like kind of time to pick a nickname, but me dealing with the Bloods, you know what I mean? I just took the R off and put the B on it.
Okay.
Roscoe. Like,
okay. You know what I
mean? Okay. Instead of being Lil Roscoe, nigga, I'm Big Bosco.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
and your mom is, your mom is, what is, she's not, your mom's not black, right?
I mean, she black.
She black, you know, but she, what is she?
She Belizean, though.
Belizean. Okay, yeah. Okay.
She wasn't born in America.
Right, because I seen a thing that you had did when you had your mom on there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, man, his mom's something else.
Yeah,
like,
she Belizean.
Oh, okay. She speak Spanish?
No. She American. I mean, she been here for years since she a kid, so she American.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you took the R off and you start. So when you start, you know, dealing with the Bloods and shit, when you hop off the porch to get into that?
Probably like 15.
Okay. Yeah.
Like 15.
It's Queen Street.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where Mac 10 from, huh?
Yeah, he was from over there.
Okay, he a little bit older, though. You ever run into him in the hood?
Yeah. No, I mean, not in the hood, but I met him.
Yeah. Who else from over there? You got all from the I?
They from the other side of the tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They from Inglewood, though.
And I remember shit, even that one album was hard. What was it, Young Soldiers? With Big Y.
Big Y, yeah. Big Y.
And what was his Big Scoop? Or what was his name? Big Scoop.
Big Stretch.
Was it Stretch? Yeah, Lil Stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They from your side, too?
Stretch actually from Watts.
Oh, okay.
I know him though. Like he be in Inglewood. Like he, you know what I mean. You would think he from Inglewood.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean.
Did they have influence on you musically as well? Like some of the local.
Not really musically. Like they had they was more part of my gangster influence.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean.
They're was part, was AMG like, from over there?
No, AMG from Compton, I think. Okay. No, AMG from where? AMG.
From? I don't even think he from LA.
Yeah, I don't AMG. Think he from LA.
Nah,
yeah,
he ain't from LA.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Yeah, because he was saying, I seen something where he said that, hell, he was around Quick and them. He didn't even know about gang banging and shit.
Yeah, because exactly. he never was on no gang banging.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But he could rap, though.
AMG, origins, Inglewood, California, but his family from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah, his first album was dope,
that,
though.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That first album was classic. That Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yeah.
I just remember him being all over Quick shit. Like,
oh, his first album was a classic.
Was it dope?
Oh, that
I
got
to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, Bitch Better Have My Money and Vertical Joyride and what was it, Jigaboo Pie?
Yeah, nah, MG was shit.
I just didn't. You know, I'm a little younger than you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I didn't even know who AMG was until listening to Rhythmalism.
Oh,
like I started listening when DJ Quick dropped.
Yeah,
that was a classic. Yeah.
Really?
That's the fly.
DJ Quick,
hair permed out.
I mean, I got into Quick on Safe and Sound.
No, yeah, I did too.
Okay.
But Rhythmalism was a dope ass album.
I didn't get into Rhythmalism.
Nah, man. That shit was dope.
Nah.
That's what he had. And then the crazy.
And then Trauma. Right after that was hard.
And then the crazy part, Rhythmalism, I actually was there. When they was recording like some of it and didn't even realize I was a kid. I was only 14, but one of my best friends is actually DJ Quick's nephew.
Mm.
So, well, a few of my, you know what I mean? I got a few partners and they were DJ Quick's nephew, but we went to school together. So that's how I met Quick like way back when I was like 14 years old. And we used to go to the studio and I actually like going back and listening now, it's like, damn, we was there when they was making that song. Like, it's crazy. Like, Mossberg was in the studio.
Yeah,
Sugar Free. Rest in peace, Mossberg. L. DeBarge was in the studio. Yeah. James DeBarge was in the studio. Like,
that Down, Down, Down song with Mossberg on it?
Yeah, it's fucking hard. That's what I'm saying. Hard. I was there when they was making this music, and it was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I didn't even realize, because I was a kid, I didn't really realize who they were. Like, I knew who Sugar Free was. And I knew who Mossberg was. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But I didn't really like, it just wasn't like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It didn't really resonate to me like that until later. Like, it's like, damn, like, nigga, I was really in the studio when they were making this shit. Like,
yeah, they was making history with a lot
of shit. Like a classic album. Yeah. And I was there witnessing this shit. Like, it's crazy.
Probably because I'm a little bit older. So that's why, like, Quick is the name. And Safe and Sound was the one for me. Because Quick is the name. That's when I kind of was jumping off the porch. Because that's like 90, 91.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Safe and Sound was my introduction to Quick. Safe and Sound.
Yeah, man. You know, Quick, man, we got to get Quick on the show because he come up on the show a lot.
I'm in touch with him.
I'm in
touch with Quick.
And by the way, I mean, I don't want to cut you off, Producer Ken. You the first Pyru on this motherfucker. Didn't I say that we needed Pyrus on here?
I'm not a Pyru.
Blood. We the first blood on here.
Yeah.
Didn't I say everybody else? I'd had a bunch of Crips and I done had Monley Cot. So I appreciate you being the first blood on this motherfucker. We need to get Quick in this bitch.
Yeah, definitely. I'll try to get in touch with him. I got him on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't got his number, but I am in touch with somebody who is directly.
I got my guy Trey Mack in Sacramento. Shout out Trey. He signed to him, like, or had to deal with him, so I could just hit him up.
Yeah.
But he still deal with him.
You know what? It's interesting that you just said that, Bosco. I want to lean in on that a little bit because I'd have had a lot of Compton on here and a lot, mostly everybody that I had on here was either Crip affiliated or Crips at one point, you know, everybody older and shit now. But we were kind of talking about the origins of Piru, which we know, you know, Compton, Puddin and all of them. We know that. But nobody can really, and I'm going to have Melly, Professor Melly, come on here and I'm sure he'll be able to explain it. But, you know, where did the difference between the Piru and the Blood come? Because I know Piru, I guess, was a Compton thing. And then
Piru's Blood. Compton, yeah.
That's what it is. And then the Blood, L.A.
More like L.A. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it kind of spread out from there. But
okay.
Yeah, it was just like, I guess it was just like a difference in regions and and a difference in goals. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They just branched off and did their own thing. You know what I mean? But I don't, you know, you got to ask the older niggas.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the exact story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Basically, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Niggas had their own regional differences, opinions. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because Inglewood has always been known as primarily a blood fucking city. So I guess you just, it is what it is when you're born there. You know what I mean? But it's funny because I know that, you know, just the whole landscape of L.A., shit, Bloods has always been outnumbered. You know, you really got to have heart.
It was always way more Crips.
You got to have heart to be a Blood, be a red rag out in this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you got into the music thing, was you banging in your music or was you just on some rapper shit?
I mean, I was more on some rapper shit. I wasn't banging. I mean, I wasn't. No, I never banged in my music.
Uh-huh.
I never banged in my music, but I always represented where I was from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
for
didn't
sure.
bang.
Yeah,
music,
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
People know where I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, same thing with me. We laugh about that shit because, you know, from my city, and I hate when they say it.
Crippin' ass court.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, I never been a Crip. I just hung
affiliated.
With. Yeah. You know, but people would say that shit. I'd be like, where y'all get that shit from? You know what I mean? But so I know the affiliation shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That shit motherfuckers will put that jacket on you.
If you didn't.
I ain't never been a bang. I ain't never banged on a motherfucker in my life.
Up being from the hood, but.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well. You know, well.
What's up, podcast land? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Are you tired of the same boring, unoriginal podcast that lack depth, originality, and substance? Well, I got a solution for you. Join us here every Monday and Thursday on Revolt Podcast Network for the realest podcast ever, where we bring you the best in entertainment news, fashion, sports, music reviews, politics, and street culture with a mixture of the most powerful guests that you're going to find anywhere on the internet. Join us every Monday and Thursday for the realest podcast ever.
I mean, you know, not for real. You know what I'm saying? I always consider myself affiliated, but so then were you more serious about the music shit or did you, the streets had you?
I mean, I was always serious about both, but I knew that wasn't going to get me anywhere in the music business.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, trying to be a banger.
Yeah.
Like, a long time ago, I remember Mac 10 came out with an album, Banger Ball.
That was a classic.
And I remember.
Love that motherfucker.
Is that the Cash Money one?
Yeah, that's the Cash
Money. Yeah, the Cash Money when he got the Cash Money, Banger Ball.
Yeah, that bitch was dope.
And it was like, I knew what he meant. Like, Banger Ball. And Mac 10, ever since I've been around and knew Mac 10 was from Inglewood and Mac 10 always chose balling over banging. He wasn't like, people knew he was from Inglewood, but he wasn't a banger. Like, he wasn't out here gang banging and he was in there balling. Like, you know what I mean? So I always knew I kind of had to kind of do kind of straddle the fence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was still a street dude, but I knew what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tried to keep the banging out of my music, but without being shy and letting people know where I was from.
Yeah,
at the same
time. Real talk. Yeah, real talk. So, I mean, I kind of, you know, I've seen interviews and shit and seen you talk about different things. And I don't know if this was you, but you had a home. You had a friend killed in front of you. Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, so that
I
was
had a few friends killed in front of me.
Yeah, but you was in a car.
Yeah,
so.
I had a real close, like.
Was that recently?
No. That been 8 years ago now.
Oh, okay. That happened in Inglewood?
2012, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was in Inglewood?
Mm.
Okay. You got shot in that one too?
Yeah, I got grazed.
Oh, okay. You ever been hit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice. Where you get hit?
I got hit in the ankle the first time, and I got hit in the shoulder.
Damn.
Second time.
Well, at least you avoided the zipper stomach.
Yeah, and that third time, I got grazed.
So you ain't got the zipper stomach?
Yeah, no zipper. Yeah. I be saying that all the time. Like, nigga, I like never wanted that zipper. Like,
fuck no. Hell
that shit
no.
is ugly. Look.
That shit's stupid, especially if you gain weight and shit. Your shit be all fucked up.
That shit looks so terrible.
And niggas be having colostomies and all of that shit.
That shit looked ridiculous.
Yeah. What was the climate like? I mean, outside the gangbanging, what was the rap, the hip-hop climate like in Inglewood at that time?
I mean, it kind of always intertwined. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It was always there. It was like, you know what I mean? That's why we came up, like, as far as for me, like, because all the rappers that I knew was gangsters, like, you know what I mean? So it was always like a intertwined thing. Like, everybody was gangster rappers.
Yeah.
So it was always like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was one in the same kind of like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I'm curious because we was talking about this before, man. I'm curious. You being from Inglewood, you're a West Coast nigga. Who's your top five rappers, dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
Oh, and let me break it up though. Old school.
Old school.
What you grew up on.
Or new school.
No.
Or just old school.
Just what you grew up on, yeah.
I mean, I'll have to say Pac. Scarface,
mm-hmm.
Twista, Nas,
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z.
Damn, coming from an Inglewood nigga.
Yeah, Pac, for sure.
So that's five. I don't get the, I'm going to be honest with you, and I ruffle feathers when I say this. Scarface, definitely. Tupac was cool. But I don't know. I didn't get into Tupac like that.
Mm.
You know, not to that degree. Like, you know, I think, don't get me wrong, his music was good.
I was afraid you was going there with it.
His music was good. Like, my favorite Tupac album was probably Me Against the World or Strictly For My Niggas.
All Eyes on Me.
But y'all some West Coast niggas, though.
Yeah.
You know
I mean,
what
I'm Bo. Saying? Look, I'm from Sacramento, so when Bo, he's the hometown hero. When he's on that, then we listening.
Yeah, but I just met
Bo, too, like about a month ago, I said.
Yeah, we got to get him on here, too.
Yeah.
Man, I just never, you know, musically, don't get me wrong, I love Tupac. He would probably be in my top 20, but he couldn't. I don't even think Tupac would be in my top 10.
Far. I mean, top 10, we going to top 10, I got to get Twista.
Twista's dope.
Twista. Yeah. I just thought Tretch from Naughty by Nature was dope.
He's dope, yeah.
Tretch
is dope.
Tretch. Gotta say Snoop for sure.
Snoop.
Corrupt.
Corrupt's dope.
Corrupt, yeah. Gotti.
Yeah, lyrically.
Yeah, lyrically. Yeah, yeah.
Gotti. But
so
wait,
you lean toward lyrics a lot.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm more lyrical. Like,
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who's in the top 10 above Pac for you, though?
Above Pac?
Yeah, like.
Shit. I mean, you already know who number one is.
Who's your number one?
Of all time?
Yeah, I know what he's going to say.
What? Who you think I'm going to say?
Oh, he's going to say Spice One.
Spiggity One. Spice One. You know what I'm saying?
I only ever liked one song from Spice One.
Come on, bro. That's blasphemy.
I like one song.
Which song is that?
Strap on the Side.
With Tupac.
Like, Tupac ain't even on the song. Like,
he ain't. No, that's Jealous Got Me Strapped.
Yeah.
Jealous Got Me Strapped. Yeah. Are you talking about Rolling With My Motherfucker Strap on the Side of Me?
That one. And what was the other one?
That whole album. That's the American Nightmare album.
That one. And what was the one on the Menace to Society soundtrack?
Trigger Got No Heart.
Trigger Got No Heart. Them two, like, it's like. And then he had a good verse on that, remember it was a song on the Show soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it had the various artists and his verse on it. He killed that shit.
Oh, like, nigga, you bringing it up. The Show soundtrack was
dope.
That
shit was hard.
That was hard.
That Bone.
Bone had the song. It's an everyday thing. You'll let your nuts hang.
That song I'm talking about with the various artists. I believe J.O. Felony had a dope ass song.
Shout out to J.O.
J.O. is underrated.
J.O., yeah, J.O.
Yeah, he can spit.
He used to could spit. I don't mean he you know what? J.O. was like a good lyricist, but he kind of like fell into that. Like some of the best lyricists never make a good album.
Right. Like, right. Because you can be like, a dope rapper, but can't create a hit song.
A good body of work.
Yeah, that's what happens to like a lot of
never had no good bodies of work. Yeah. Like, you know,
you're right about that.
He was always good for a verse. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Or a song here and there, but it's like his body's of work.
Yeah. I think the nigga just wasn't. People like that, man, they have to have the right producers and A&R to really guide them. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you look at like Cannabis, like, Cannabis could rap,
lyricist, but his bodies of work was trash.
He couldn't create a hit record to save his life. You know what I'm saying? Trash. So you got to,
I think the What You're Gonna Do album was kind of hard, though.
What's that, Cannabis?
Nah, the Jail Felony one.
Jail Felony.
Like,
oh, okay.
It wasn't dope. Like, because that wasn't one of the ones that, like, I couldn't go. Like, I would have to go back to listen again, but I remember listening to it, and it wasn't it. Like,
I didn't get into J.O. like that, what I'm saying? I would hear him here and there. Like, for me, J.O. was like the nigga Nocturnal and niggas like that, you know what I'm saying?
Nocturnal first album was dope, though.
Yeah,
when Nocturnal first came out, that shit was dope. I was like, it was something different. Like, it was like, with Dre on the beach, like, it was hard. Like,
I didn't get into that.
You know who was hard? But never, like, just never did nothing. Remember when Dre came out with the Chronic 2001?
You talking about Dude
Hitman.
On the Hitman.
What happened to him? Like, Hitman was hard. Like, remember, he was gassing all over that Chronic.
He had the little sniper song on there.
He was gassing all over that shit, but it just never, like, flourished into nothing. Like, it was just like, all right, he did hard on that album. Like, you was always waiting for him to come with some shit, and it just never happened. Like,
He's from like Pico, right? He's from like the Pico area.
I think he was from like, I'm not sure. Like, he was from like West LA area, like something. Like,
yeah, I don't even know who that is. I ain't paying attention to Hitman. Chronic 2001.
Nah. You didn't listen to that?
That shit was dope.
Oh, Hitman was hard.
That shit was hard.
What year did that come out? 2001?
2000.
Okay, 2000. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, come around 2000, I was kind of moving away from the West Coast shit a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if I just got played out with
it. Trey resurrected the West with that. He came, but that shit was the hardest shit ever still to this
I went day. Down like, south. I think I was just more into the South shit. And then No Limit, we was doing our thing, so my ears was kind of somewhere else at the time.
That was like the introduction to Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody, like, you know what I mean? Eminem was like the only one who really, like, blew up still and went bigger after that album. But, like, other than that, like, nobody really, like, did nothing.
I don't think none of them really. They still ain't fucking with Spice.
Nah, hell no. Spice, no. I mean, no disrespect to Spice, because, he's a West Coast legend for sure, but.
You know, I won't argue it, though.
Yeah.
I just never got into
my it. My top five would be Spice, Cube, Ice Cube. I said Ice Cube. I would say probably I had to put Sebo in there. Damn.
But all of these above, as the original question, they're all above Pac, though.
Yeah.
They
all above
Pac. You put Sebo above Pac?
Absolutely.
And Spice One above Pac?
Absolutely. I'm just speaking just musically.
I mean, no, that's your opinion. That's
just musically, like, you know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, musically speaking.
Hell no, I heard two on there. All Eyes on Me Against the World.
Yeah.
I didn't really fuck with Strictly for My Niggas. I ain't fuck with that one.
Yeah.
But Me Against the World. And
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli was dope. Machiavelli was dope.
Even one of the later, the post Numis album. What is it? The
one where he's on the cover?
Are You Still Down With Me?
Not that, that one. That was like,
there's Greatest Hits. There's Are You Still Down? And then there's let me look at it. I'll tell you.
What was the one? It was Pac's Life. Not Pac's Life.
After Machiavelli, I quit paying attention.
Yeah, like, I stopped paying close attention. That's why I was like,
Until the End of Time?
Not that one. It was cool.
Resurrection was the movie one.
Not that one. Keep going.
Then there's all the Outlaws albums.
The Outlaw,
Still I Rise.
Still I Rise. That was hard.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. All that piece together shit,
I was awesome.
You know, because at that point, you know that they scrapping for shit. You know what I mean? They reaching for scraps.
Still was dope, though. Being a Pac fan and really being in, that shit was dope. It was like, it still fed us at the time. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, what's your favorite Scarface song?
I think my favorite Scarface song.
I should say album. Let me say album. Favorite Scarface album.
Album probably would be... My Balls and My Word. Maybe if I say album, The Fix.
The Fix?
The Fix.
Untouchable.
Fix. Untouchable was hard. So I'm saying if we gotta go fade. Now, Untouchable, I only liked a few songs. I liked more songs on The Fix. The Untouchable was hard too, though. And The Diary.
The diary
was hard. Yeah.
But see, mine would be Mr. Scarface's Back.
My Homies was hard.
Yeah, that was like a compilation.
The double, yeah. It was
they had Master P on there, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is for my thug niggas, man.
All the Ghetto Boys shit was cool.
Ghetto Boys, I love the Ghetto Boys. Yeah, I did shit. I worked with Bushwick, too.
I met Bushwick. I actually got a chance to meet him before he died. That was dope.
Like, yeah,
that's one of the first verses I learned by heart. Like that this year Halloween fellow.
Yeah,
I remember like being a kid and like that. Come on, you just know everywhere.
Nigga, that video was scary. When you see that nigga with that mask and shit running, that shit was scary.
Punching on the concrete, the nigga little eye like, and then that's what Chucky was out to. Like yeah, that shit was scary. A little creepy, little motherfucker. Shout out, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to Bushwick, man. Did you have a crazy story with Bushwick, or you just made it passing? Cause he'll do some crazy shit.
Yeah, Bushwick crazy. Like I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to say like it was kind of crazy, but I don't want to like.
You don't want to put the homie out
there. Yeah, I don't put him out there like that.
Yeah, he stayed with us for a couple weeks when I lived in Brentwood, and
did he?
It was interesting.
Yeah, he a crazy dude.
It was interesting. So. Yeah,
that nigga, man. Yeah, man, but I don't want to like. I don't want people to feel like I'm. Yeah, bad yeah.
Bushwick. Was that what Pimpin' Mike? Is Mike still?
Oh yeah, you remember Pimpin' Mike?
I miss Mike, bro.
You remember Pimpin' Mike? Listen, man. When I first moved out here, dog, I lived in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Out for Wilshire, like kind of by Sunset, and so me and this nigga Pimpin' Mike, call him Baby Mike. He was an OG pimp from Portland. We was the only niggas in the building. You know what I'm saying? Man, when I tell you this nigga was a character, bruh, you remember him, Ken? This nigga was a character, bruh. He had did time in the feds and shit, and he was just, everything was just pimping. He was just one of them slick-talking, pimping-ass niggas, you know what I mean? And I had did a movie with me and Cat Williams. I had produced it and starred in it and shit, and Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. And man, this nigga acted a plum fool on the set, bro.
He was trying to pimp out the makeup artist.
He was trying to knock makeup artist.
And then he told her, I don't know why you tripping. Soap and water gonna put it right back to where it came from.
Yeah. He asked her, right? He was like, so dig this. He said, you and your baby, you ain't got no money, and your baby hungry. What you gonna do? So she was like, she was a square, you know. She was like, well, I'll go to the Salvation Army. Man, he got so mad. He said, you know what the bitches I know, they going to sell some pussy. That's what the bitches I know going to do. And he was like, remember because he called her a sorry motherfucker. He said, you a sorry motherfucker.
Yeah, that was in the garage.
Oh, that nigga embarrassed me so bad, bro.
Oh, man.
I was like, I can't take this nigga nowhere, but he was funny as shit.
Shout out to Big Mike. Thirsty.
Yeah, he was a real pimp. Gorilla pimp. Man, that nigga was trying to knock that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, Mike, she's a square, bro. She do makeup in Hollywood. Yeah, that ain't the one that you, you know what I'm saying?
Try to go hard on.
he was tight. He was, I got a bitch that put heels on and walk on a judge's back. Bring me the money. Hey, shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike, man. I be missing that cat sometime, bro.
What happened to him?
Man, I ain't seen him in a minute, bro. We moved away from Brentwood. We moved to Encino, and then him and his family moved away. I don't know. He had went back to Portland at the time. Mm. You know, hopefully he see this, he reach out. You know, see if he's still free, because he was subject to go to the.
Yeah, I was just finna say, I didn't want to say it. I was thinking that. Like,
he's subject to get locked up. You know what I'm saying? So, and now, you know, they turn that shit into human trafficking and some bullshit.
I know a few niggas that done got booked on that.
Like, yeah, it ain't even pimping and pandering no more. It's human trafficking. You know what I'm saying?
I know a few dudes that done got.
They got stretched, huh?
Stretched their ass all the way up.
Yeah, you ever wanted to get into pimping?
No.
That ain't your thing, huh?
No.
You said, fuck it, I'm just going to
say. I like hoes, though.
You do?
Yeah, I like hoes.
You like hoes, like, and like.
Like having fun. Like,
yeah?
It's fun. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't want to marry any, but.
No, but I'm saying, so Bosco, would you would pay for pussy or no?
I mean, I don't make it a habit, but I have. You know what I mean? I have.
Like, I think I said I make it a habit, but I have. But hey, but what it is you'll pay.
You're paying for it regardless.
Though. No, but
anyway,
this is what it is.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah. But I get it. You don't pay a bitch to fuck you. You pay her to leave.
To leave. Like, yeah, it's just like, and it's just like, but it's not. No, it's like, nigga, if I'm in a strip club And this little bad bitch, I've been, you know what I mean? Looking at this little bad bitch all night, like, man, what's the deal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know she gonna want some money? Like, what's the difference in me sitting here making it rain on her all night or just being like, man, fuck all this? Like, what's the deal? Like, how much you want for that ass? You know what I mean? Like,
so you like, fuck the text and I don't got time to be courting you.
No, no, no. Like, that's not what I'm like. I'm just saying if certain situations arise, and you know what I mean? You just, but you know what I mean? Like Vegas. I was in Vegas like one time and I'm walking through the casino. And I see this bad little bitch, little snow bunny, little baddie, right? So I get on her. She a prostitute. She a hoe. She like, okay, $1,000. Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, I'm just saying, I didn't do it. But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? If I would have had a pocket full of thousands, like, I might have would have gave her. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it just be like, you know what I mean? But I don't make it a habit. Like,
nah, I got what you're
I'm
saying.
Not the nigga that's like on the back page and like, you know what I mean? Just searching for pussy. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, certain situations, a nigga done paid for some pussy before. Like,
yeah. But I'm saying you do that so you can cut out the text and the expectations.
Like,
you want to
do all that? Like, I already got, like, you know what I mean? Especially if you already got that in LA. Like, a hoe is a public servant, and I'm a person of the public who needs service. Like, you know what I mean?
Where Mike at? Where Mike at?
I know, right? Shit, Mike would be like, yeah, where he at? Shit, yeah, he be trying to send something at you. Right, oh, shit. So in doing that, I mean, have you ever ran into some crazy shit? You ever ran into a Young Buck situation?
Never. Bro, Young Buck didn't ran into that situation. Young Buck willfully pulled up to that situation.
You think so? You don't think he got catfish?
No, bro. That nigga pulled up to that situation, bro. He just got caught up, bro. Like,
you think so?
Bro, don't no real nigga get caught up with no tranny, bro.
Well, hold on, bro. Now, playing devil's advocate, bro. Like, in this social media age, right? I mean, you can't get catfish, right? It can't happen.
I mean, if you just let yourself be that thirsty, it can happen. Like, but it's not gonna happen if you're not just no overzealous thirsty motherfucker. It's not gonna happen. Like, people try to they try me all the time, but. I'm not that thirsty of a nigga to where I'm just jumping head first into no shit, especially anything off the internet.
So was he, do you think he was thirsty or you think he was?
I think that nigga liked boys.
I never looked into the situation that much, but was it just that he pulled up and was like, oh shit, and he backed out of the situation?
No, that nigga pulled up. It was on camera getting some head in front of.
Nah, he didn't get head.
They said he
was about to. He was about the nigga. The nigga say he came in there. He was finna do it, but he said it didn't feel right. He thought it was on some robbery shit. So he said he zipped his shit up and got the fuck up out.
Thought it was on some robbery shit, but you knew it was a boy that you was going. Exactly. You thought it was on some robbery shit. You didn't think it was on no transsexual shit, nigga, because you knew it was some transsexual.
So you think Young Buck like boys?
That nigga, like, boy, that wasn't even the first time that.
Oh, it wasn't.
Situation. Yeah, remember the hairdresser or the makeup stylist?
Oh, no, I didn't know nothing about that.
Look at I ain't followed the story, so.
Oh, so he got a history of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I didn't know.
Everybody don't keep telling the same lie on you. Everybody telling the same lie. This nigga over here, they told this lie. Now, this a whole nother situation. And you on video this time. And then the phone call, like, oh, yeah, you like boys, bro.
Damn.
You like boys.
So.
I fuck a Buck, though. Buck, yeah, boy, nigga, yeah, though. Yeah, yeah, Buck like boys, though.
Hey, he was the hardest out of the G-Unit.
He was Buck hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like boys.
So now that I say, now I guess when I say Buck hard, I got to say no homo, because I'm talking about.
Yeah, no homo. No, yeah, homo. You definitely are. Pause.
So So now that you're saying that, because you said that's still your nigga. If one of your niggas can't, hold on. So if one of your niggas.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as musically, like, I still want, like, you know what I mean? I fuck with.
Yeah, yeah, right.
No, I didn't say, like.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, so say, for instance, right, if one of your homeboys that's in the hood, right, and he a real one, right, he do his thing, but then he get caught up in some shit like that, or he come back that he.
It has happened.
Oh, really? Yeah. How'd you deal with that?
Is that Omar from The Wire?
You know, I'm a bag. Right. You know, I'm a roast the fuck out of you. You know what I mean? You still my nigga, though. Like, it ain't like, that's what I'm saying. Like, your sexual preferences ain't going to make you. I'm not going to hate you. Like, bro, I don't hate you. But
I mean, you still hang with the nigga?
Nah, we already hang.
I mean, cut that shit out.
Omar coming.
No, but like, really, them type of niggas weed they self out. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, them type of niggas, they scared to be around real niggas. They don't really like, or like, you know what they do? It's like, it's always secretive. That's why you got the DL brother shit. But like, You know what I mean? Them niggas, the niggas, the situation that I'm talking about, them niggas, they always, all them niggas is like weird acting dudes. And you, you know what I mean? It's nobody that we just naturally wouldn't be hanging out together. Like, you know what I mean? You could tell, like, like, this nigga's a weird nigga. Like, you know what I mean? You strange, strange, different. I ain't gonna say weird, my bad. Like he's a different.
I understand what you're saying. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. He like, I'm somebody now. I gotta watch what I say.
Yeah, you know, like, you know
what I mean? Cancel the shit.
You know what I mean?
What you think about the cancel culture and all that?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? I think this is America, and we're here because we have freedom of speech, and we have the right to feel how we want to feel, and we all have a right to an opinion.
Right, I agree.
And I think, like, just because a person feels a certain way, that shouldn't cause their career to, like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
A lot of people feel a lot of ways, you know what I mean? But that doesn't affect the performance of what they, like, you know what I mean? Like, if they do a certain thing, if they do, so, like, if Mel Gibson went on this racist-ass rant, it's like, you know what I mean? Okay.
He went hard, though.
Yeah, no, he went hard. But that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, he's still a good actor. He makes good movies. So I'm not going to, like.
But even before that, he's still human. You know?
Yeah, he's human. Yeah. He has a right. But at the same time, on the flip side of that, you really got to watch what you say. Like, sometimes you got to keep your fucking opinion to yourself. Like, you are entitled to an opinion. But sometimes you got to know that, nigga, your opinion needs to be, you know what I mean? Sometimes you don't have to offer you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to offering it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're entitled to have an opinion, but you're not entitled to throwing it out there. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like.
My thing is, I think that we get in the way. I mean, because of social media, I think it becomes an unrealistic expectation, you know what I'm saying? We get away from the human experience of just being fucking human beings, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, bro, like, even if you misspeak or you have a misstep in judgment or you do something, you fuck somebody up, you say something wrong, you get mad, you're human. Like, you shouldn't be able to not be able to walk that back and be able to, because, I mean, think
and
about
apologize,
it.
Like,
yeah, if we mean, all, like, if we all are judged on our worst, by our worst moment, you know, for the rest of our life, like, what incentive do you have to change? You know, like, why am I corrected then?
You can, you know, forgive, you can forgive a man who's 60 years old and has children and grandchildren that decides that, oh, I want to be a woman all of a sudden, but because somebody said something on Twitter 8 years ago, that's just unforgivable, though.
Right.
It's just like, it don't make no sense.
It's crazy. Like, speaking of which, you see, are you talking about the Caitlyn dude?
Yeah.
So, homie, he's like running for office or something.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Like, it's forgivable. Like,
I just saw the whole
commercial.
That's
just overlooked. Yeah. But if you say something 8 years ago, that's just like unforgivable. It's just, you're canceled. Like, no, you're canceled. Like,
I guess I better be careful calling him, because I guess he won't be her.
Shim.
Okay. Shim. Miss Lady Dude.
I mean, Lady Boy.
See, we going to be fucked up.
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
this episode just got you canceled.
I'm saying, like, what do you say? Like, I'm saying, like, what do you say? Like, what do you want to be known as? Like,
right.
Like, what do you want me to call you?
Would you vote for... I'm just going to call him by his name. Caitlyn, would you vote for Caitlyn?
No way.
Really? Even if the policies were in your favor?
No, because I just don't feel like that would be the best image for America. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is America, and I don't feel like opposing countries would look at us as a great nation with Caitlyn Jenner as president. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not saying...
Governor.
Not saying like, not like that, like not saying that.
You feel like they'll look at us as
weak, like,
and weird?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to look at us as weak.
Weak,
like,
and weird.
I feel like that would be like a weakness, like, you know what I mean? Like, of all people who could have been president, we got Caitlyn. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, like, man.
would you get into politics if you had a chance?
If I could,
yeah.
I definitely would.
Would you?
I definitely would.
What would you? What would be your soapbox? What would be your mission? Bosco 100 running for, let's just say, mayor
governor
of LA or governor, man. Governor of California. What would you do?
I want to be mayor of Inglewood.
Mayor Inglewood. What would you do? How would you help the city?
First of all, I would start by getting housing for all the homeless. We got to start by getting these homeless off the street. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's so bad.
I'm tired of riding through LA and certain parts of town and just seeing a whole tent city. Like people literally like on the side of freeways, just like, you know what I mean? Like, just got a whole like tent condo right here. Like, just like, it's just crazy. It's like we got to do something about that for one. Mm-hmm. And then for two, I think we need to focus more on the youth and having more programs and having more things available so they don't, like, you know what I mean? So they don't just run to the streets, like, basically. Like when I was a kid, like it was things available, but it wasn't, like, we just need more things that, you know what I mean? More things that are interesting to kids, that kids will be into, to give them
something,
an alternative, as opposed to the streets.
Sports programs, you know, music programs, all
like
of that.
Yeah, we have sports programs.
Computer programs.
I think we need more programs because everybody's not into sports. Like me, I wasn't into sports. Yeah. So, you know, we had football and like, but I wasn't into sports.
Yeah.
So I just think we just need more programs, mm-hmm, to, you know what I mean?
What about mentorship?
Think all that's of important? That. I'm really big into that. Like right now, like me personally, I'm trying to really get into like more like nonprofit and, mm-hmm, and more community. You
real
know what
talk,
I mean?
Real
being,
talk.
Being more involved in the community. And,
yeah, that's you. Do you think that maybe if you had a, because you said, I know up to a point you had your father in the house. Do you think if you had maybe a mentor, you probably would have made different choices?
I definitely think if my father, because it wasn't like I had other mentors, mm-hmm, but. Like, but I definitely think, like, because the way my father was and, mm-hmm, the way he was raised, I definitely think my life would have went a slightly different direction. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you say you wasn't into sports. I'm curious. What were your interests outside of the streets and rapping?
Karate.
Really?
Rap. Yeah, I was into karate. Like, that was my other thing. Like, like just like we was under all the rappers. Everything karate was.
Yeah,
shit.
Did you ever take karate?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I took karate, taekwondo.
Yeah. Did you get?
I was a kid, so I never like. I think karate, I might have made it to like green belt.
Okay.
And I think taekwondo, I was like made it orange belt. Okay. Or something. Like, it was never like two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I took kempo and aikido.
I took a little of that too, but it wasn't too long. It was like we end up moving, and you know,
so you wanted to be what, a sensei, or you just
I always was into karate movies, and you know what I mean. So I, you know, naturally, like, you know, you be at school and they give you the paper. Oh yeah, karate classes. Yeah. Oh mom, I want to sign up for karate classes. Like, you know what I mean.
What's your favorite karate movie?
You know, strangely, like, I mean, let's see.
Did you get into the ninja flicks too?
Ninja was cool, but it wasn't like, I was more karate for me. Like,
see, it's more
Chuck,
ninja.
It was more Chuck Norris. And like, the ninja thing was kind of like.
Yeah, see, you know, I like American Ninja and shit like that.
It was cool growing up. I mean, I liked everything karate growing up, but I think I was more like I like that hand to hand, kind of like that Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Like Lone Wolf McQuade, Chuck Norris, like shit like that. What was dope? What was that movie? You know, it was a dope ass Kung Fu movie, Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Kill Bill was dope as shit.
Yeah,
you know, dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kill Bill was dope. A lot of the newer karate movies is like.
I ain't even seen no new ones. They don't even do karate movies and ninja movies like they do.
Not really, they don't really. I mean, they do. It's a lot on, like, if you look on Netflix or Tubi, like, you know.
I fuck with Tubi TV.
Yeah, they got some
low key, they better than Netflix, but.
Kinda, they ain't really got shit on there. Like,
but they got all the good old shit.
Yeah, they got a lot of good old shit. That's the thing. Like, if you like old movies, like, see me, I love all that old shit.
I be
shit,
watching
like,
Transformers First Generation.
Beast
like Wars.
That,
They got Hunter on there too, my nigga.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah. Hunter, Magnum PI. They got all, like, all the school shit.
So they don't make ninja movies like they used to, bro. Because I used to, nigga, I wanted to be a ninja. I used to dress up in black and creep through my house. My mother was my first victim. Like, I used to, I promise you, she was my first vic. I used to.
I remember I had a ninja.
She was the ops.
She was the ops, bro. I would throw paper stars at her and shit.
Me too. I was in the ninja shit. It was just everything. We were just obsessed with karate. The whole thing, ninjas, everything.
Did you ever, because I know you boxed, like, Gaza. Did you ever box as a kid?
No, never. I was never into like boxing and shit. Everything was karate. Like, that was, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have really like did better if we had like a UFC match. Like, if it would have been like, you know what I mean, MMA style instead of boxing, I would have really like.
Did you see the fight? Court?
With who?
With Gaza?
No, with him and Gonzo. I seen some of it.
It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, no, I seen some of it. We just gonna get to that. We just gonna get to that. But fuck it, you brought it up. So,
well, we was talking about karate and fight, you know?
Yeah. So so you and Gonzo, let's fuck it. We'll just get right to it. I was gonna get to it. Let's go. Fuck it. We talking about Gonzo. How did that shit start?
It kind of just like basically like I was doing my thing on the internet. He seen what I was doing. He started kind of like start trying to do the same shit, kind of copy me. I noticed, and I had said some shit one day, like, you know what I mean, kind of bad. But it wasn't even like nothing serious, but I said some shit. And then he responded and took it as a like, ooh, opportunity, and just started going.
Did you know him previous to that? Oh, you didn't even know him.
Never met him. I knew who he was.
Right.
I knew of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't know him personally.
Okay. You know? So he just started hating on you.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah, so I remember vaguely y'all used to go back and forth and shit, right?
But he was like, it was like a whole time period where I was ignoring him. Like, I wasn't even saying nothing. He was just kept making video. I ignored the nigga. And then finally, I like, you know what I mean? Started like going, you know what I mean? Going back in. But I like ignored him for the longest, though. Like, it was crazy. Hey.
So then when did it come to a head where you was like, fuck it, I'm finna fight this nigga?
I kind of just like, earlier this year, he just got to talking too much. And it was just, well, really like last year, like I think like we had got into it. I told the nigga, pull up, like nigga, pull up to this, but like pull up to this park right here, nigga. I'm gonna whoop your ass, like pull up. And he was supposed to pull up that day, but he didn't pull up. He said he did, but nigga, I was there when nigga, he didn't pull up. But it kind of went from that. And then I kind of left it alone for the longest. He was always saying some shit, but I was like, you know what I mean? I just ignored it. I left it alone. And then one day my boy Slab, MMG, he just called me out of nowhere, like, hey, I'm locked in with the celebrity boxing people. Is anybody you want to fight? I said, Gonzo, immediately. He said, Gonzo? He like, all right, I'm going to get in touch with him. And he got in touch with Gonzo, and the nigga, you know what I mean? The nigga
agreed to accept it.
Yeah, so.
That's solid. Yeah. So y'all went into like a training camp or something with that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not really a training camp. We just
For y'all's version.
Yeah, I got me a trainer and start working, stop drinking OE, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that a lot of people don't know, man. That shit hard, dog.
That shit is
it's conditioned. People get beat by not being conditioned.
That's how I got beat. Not beat, but like, you know what I mean? It wasn't. I underestimated the physicality.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I just knew in my mind, like, oh, yeah, I'm finna whoop this nigga ass. Huh? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't tripping. Like, I ain't got channel. I got this nigga. I got in that ring. That shit was a whole day.
You almost got beat by your stamina.
Yeah.
Not even him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Do Gonzo, can he give a punch? Catch you a few times?
Yeah, no, he definitely caught me a few times. Like, I got, you know, you got to take something to give something. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody, only Mayweather go through a fight unscathed. Yeah. Like, right, you know what I mean? But it wasn't nothing that, it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Now, y'all size difference, too. Cause
that's what I'm saying. He didn't really, you know what I mean?
He's smaller than you, right?
Yeah, he a little smaller than me. I mean, he 5'9", 155.
Mm-hmm.
No, 5'9", 155. And I'm 5'11", 200.
Okay.
So it was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what was it like? I'm assuming, was that your first time meeting Snoop? Because I know Snoop
commentated. I met Snoop before.
Oh, okay.
Prior to that, like a couple years back at, they was doing a big charity event, him and Matt Barnes. And that was the first time I actually met him.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like the second time.
Yeah. So, I mean, go ahead.
You had Too Short there too, right?
Yeah, Too Short. But I knew Too Short already. I met Too Short like a few times. I done went to his cons. Too Short got a compound out here too. So I had went and hung out with Too Short a few times. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't been to shows with Too Short. So I'm a little more like acquainted with Too Short than Snoop Dogg. Like, you know what I mean?
So but I think that what y'all did, dog, that shit was commendable because it set an example, especially for the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, to put down the guns. It's
scary nowadays, bro. You don't see none of these dudes fighting. Even the first dude I seen fight in a long time, King Von, mm-hmm. and he immediately get killed. Like,
right.
He like one of the first rappers in a long time. That,
right.
You know what I mean? Nigga got out here, saw some shit, took action, got popping, but yeah. he hurried up and got killed. It's yeah. like, these niggas is scared to fight nowadays.
Like, I feel like Game throws the hands. I've seen Game like videotape.
Oh, you seen Game punch people. Like, Game ain't really like got out there. You know? It's always like some opportune shit. Like, Game will be with 50 niggas and run into somebody he beefing with, and he ain't with nobody. And
yeah.
Game will get a punch in, and then the rest of his dudes gonna yeah. rap pack them. You know what I mean? Game ain't really met up with nobody and went to go fight. Like, all right, let's meet up. All right, pull up. And it's really a head up one-on-one fight. Like,
would you fight Game?
For what?
Like, no, I'm just saying on a celebrity thing.
I fight any nigga, but it's like, yeah. for what? Like, I'm not just like looking for people to fight just because. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Game.
But you trying to square up with Gilly?
No, because Gilly, we have altercation. Like,
yeah.
We actually.
So where that come from, the whole thing with Gilly?
Gilly, all right, see, Gilly always been annoying as fuck to me, for one. Like, just since back in the day, like, I was fucking with Lil Wayne heavy.
Yeah.
And my whole introduction to Gilly was always him. Oh yeah, I've never really heard no music from Gilly, but he just came out like, oh yeah, Lil Wayne, he copied me. And but he just always been a corny nigga to me, though. Like, honestly, like, not even on no hater shit, like, yeah. you know, it's just something. He always been a corny nigga to me. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward, I heard him on the internet. Something happened, and Nipsey had passed. After Nipsey passing, and they were doing all the big piling up on Slauson and Crenshaw right there. Yeah. When you know
yeah.
what I mean? When
yeah,
was,
yeah.
everybody was out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we was over there.
Yeah, when everybody was mm-hmm. out there doing their thing. So I guess he had pulled up, and some young niggas had took some shit from him, like took his watch or some shit. Like, you know what
okay.
I mean? Booked him for some shit. But, you know, because I know niggas from over there, so I know niggas that was, you know what I mean, closely involved niggas out there. So, fast forward, one day he on the internet, and I guess him and Yuck Mouth was on a live, like, talking, saying some shit. So he just pop and fly, and he talking about another nigga and basically, like, saying, like yeah, these niggas get robbed, and these niggas get their chain took, and some shit he was saying. And I reiterated, like, whoa, like, what about when you got your watch took, nigga, on Slauson, nigga, after yeah. Nipsey died, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he just, like, took that, oh, nigga, I ain't never got, like, you know what I mean? Went into a whole tirade, and, like, I wasn't even really, like, being combative.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, like, yeah. like, hold up, nigga, you saying this, and, nigga, what about when you got your watch took on, mm-hmm. nigga, on Slauson? That nigga just, he took it to heart, like, oh, this nigga trying to put mustard on my jacket. And I'm like, what the fuck is mustard? I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, this nigga putting mustard on my jacket.
That's a Philly shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? So then after that, I'm like, nigga, you do look like a fucking Frank, though. Like, so like nigga, you hot dog looking. Like, yeah, I'm putting mustard. Nigga, yeah, I'm putting mustard on your jacket. Like, so it turned into a whole, like, joke for me, like,
yeah.
once he said that. But then, you know, fast forward, I always take little shots at him, but it was never like nothing too, like,
yeah.
you know, I was just yeah, like, you yeah. know, a little.
Some internet shit.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't tripping. But then all of a sudden, so months had went by and shit been quiet, right? So then all of a sudden, when me and Gonzo had his fight, this nigga jump out of nowhere. Oh, you bitch ass nigga. What you, just in my DM out of nowhere. All of a sudden after yeah. me and Gonzo fight. Oh, yeah, you bitch ass nigga. What you, yeah, nigga, you niggas can't fight. Ooh, they're just talking some shit. So now I'm like, oh, yeah, nigga, I'm finna whoop your hot dog looking ass, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah. like now it's like, nigga, I'm on your ass. And they're like, yeah. nigga, and we got the platform, nigga. So, yeah, get up.
Have you challenged them yet?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I've been saying this since after the fight. Like, yeah. since before the fight, I've been saying it. Like, he ain't responding.
He ain't responding yet?
You know what I'm saying?
You think he's scared?
I mean, because
Gilly might be smaller than Gonzo.
But Gilly the one be talking like he got so much hands, yeah. though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, me, you know, I come from the streets. We can't pick and choose no weight classes. Right. Like, when a nigga tripping, I got to fire your shit up, nigga. Right. You came out that door looking swole as shit. But I'm like, nigga, this nigga tripping, I got to get on him. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't no, I can't wait, hold on. You too big. Like, I got to get on you, nigga. So, like, you know what I mean?
Hey, so So, man, you got hella motherfuckers to be wanting to squad with you, dog. Didn't you get into it with the big mouth nigga from Texas? What's his name?
Charleston.
Yeah. I seen him going in on you, bro.
Oh, Lego. I beat the fuck out of Charleston, though. Like, he don't want to fight, though.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but, bro, he got one eye. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So, stop talking, nigga. Or at least bring your bitch ass out here so I can slap your face. Like
how did that start? I mean, because.
Nah, because he just be on the internet just talking and woofing and just like going all out the, you know what I mean? He just got disrespectful. And mm-hmm. He said some shit
directly about you or?
No, just directly about something that I would take offense to.
Like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Okay.
You know what I mean?
Was he talking about the West Coast shit?
Yeah, or just a lot of shit. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? He be saying it's just like, you know what I mean? Shit that directly offended me as a nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So I just like, you know, I got a platform too, nigga.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got out even my platform and just, we've been going back and forth ever since. We've been going back and forth.
So you, if he challenged you to a fight, would you take it?
I'm challenging him. Challenged him. I done said it on most. I just did Say Cheese, Vlad. Yeah.
Everybody turned it down, FaZe from Bosco.
Not everybody.
Except Gonzo.
Just the nigga that, just the nigga that the only Gonzo accepted immediately. Yeah. I didn't challenge Gilly. I didn't challenge fucking Charleston. I didn't charge even this nigga punk ass nigga Daz sticking his head out like he want to fight. Like, you know, I had some back and forth.
Daz had an issue. Y'all got issues?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Why? Over what?
Man, Daz.
That nigga from a whole nother generation.
Daz,
I mean,
a bitch too. Yeah, Daz. It's on some whole shit. Some old whole shit.
There's some music shit or some off the internet shit.
Basically, Daz was a fan of me. Daz hit me up, like, oh yeah, I fuck with you, dude. You know I be roasting niggas and shit. You know what I mean? So fast forward, he did some clown shit and I roasted the fuck out of him too. Mm-hmm. So when I roasted him, he got mad as fuck and like went on this whole tirade and just said some overtly disrespectful shit. Mm-hmm. So then niggas was on his ass like, what's happening? Bring your bitch ass out here. I'll punch on you too. Like, nigga, not even being violent, but it's just that, you know what I mean? Niggas be talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I talk a lot too, but it's certain things that I don't say. You know, it's like, you know, they say it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah.
So it's like certain shit. I might roast a nigga, but it's a particular way and it's certain particular way that I word my roast where it's not, you know what I mean?
Well, you're not going to get so personal and disrespectful, but
it's funny, you still get on his ass. But it ain't to where nigga just be ready to put a hit on me and just get me murdered. Like, you know what I mean? I keep it like, you know what I mean? Like, you might be mad at like, fuck this nigga talking shit. But
so the nigga Daz ain't respond to the fade either.
I mean, no, he responded, but this nigga talking about he want $1 million. I mean, nobody finna give your punk ass no $1 million. Fuck, how the fuck you think you is? Like, oh, I need $1 million. Like, nigga, that's basically your way of bowing out.
Yeah.
Cause you know, ain't nobody finna give your punk ass $1 million. Yeah. Nigga, fuck, finna give $1 million to see.
I mean, shit, so far, it seems like you and Gonzo the only niggas is keeping it G like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Which I assume you gained respect for Gonzo after that.
Yeah. I mean, any man you love, you go to war, like you go to combat, you mutual combat, you squad, like, you know what I mean?
You and Gonzo, y'all cool now.
Yeah, sure.
That's dope.
Cause we squabbled up. Like whatever your aggression was, should have been took out in that ring.
That's real.
So you've been talking all this shit. I finally punched you in your face. Now I'm not mad no more. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You punched me and you was mad, whatever you was mad about. You done punched me in my face. Nigga, you shouldn't be mad. What you mad about now? Like, you punched me in my face, I punched you in your face.
Damn. Did you because I know you done had shit squad, internet squads with a lot of niggas. Was you and Spider Loke or was that you that was going back and forth?
Spider Loke's a bitch too. Like, that's another nigga, another dick rider. That's another dick rider nigga. Been woofing on the internet for years.
Isn't that the one that Game ran down on though? Same one, right?
No, that was 40 Glock.
That was 40 Glock.
But yeah, like Spider Loke a bitch too. That nigga just be on it. He been on the internet woofing and talking shit to niggas for years. You ain't seen this nigga fight nobody. Spider Loke a nigga can't even go to his own hood. His own homie from his hood, Snoopy Blue. Like, Snoopy Blue been on his ass, want to whoop his ass. He ain't even pulled up for that squad. But like, man, Spider Loke's a bitch.
Damn. And so he obviously ain't took the fade either. Huh?
He not taking no fade. He been running from fades for years. You got homies in your hood want to beat you up. Like, nigga, man, nigga ain't pulling up for no fade.
You know what? You said something on Vlad that was interesting that I thought was super dope and on point. When we was talking about NBA YoungBoy and talking about him not respecting his position, you know what I'm saying? Why do you think that is with a lot of these youngsters? You know, because NBA Youngboy is the leader of the pack, but there's a lot of other young cats like him that have these opportunities. And you know what I'm saying? Their lives have changed, but they just ain't changed with it. You know what I'm saying? Why you think that is?
Because he's still immature. He a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, but this nigga, what, 20, 21?
When you got 20, I think he's 22 now.
Yeah.
But he's a kid, though. Yeah. You still like, you know what I mean? You're not, just because you're 21 don't mean you're a grown man.
No, that's
like, you know what I mean? That's like real. People, you're legally grown, but
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Being 21 doesn't make you grown.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? So I just think he still got a lot of growing to do. And I think he just really needs to have better people around him, like to guide, like, you know what I mean? You need to have older, more level-headed,
yeah,
you know what I mean, level-headed people that can guide you in the right way. I think you just need, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's a mentor. I mean, I don't want to say what a nigga need, but
right.
I just know, I see his potential.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not that I'm hating on him.
Yeah.
But it's just that I see his potential.
Absolutely.
And then me being a dude from the streets, I can see the mistakes that he's making.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, damn, you stupid ass. Like, you know what I mean? If I wish I was 22 in your position. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, not in his position per se, like life, just the opportunities that I wish I had those opportunities at 22.
But
like,
then again, think about it though. You could probably have, you know, you was probably on stupid shit at 22 too, because you only have what you have now because you're older. The lived experience, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
But at the same time, I was always smart and receptive to game though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I got in trouble. Like I said, like most of my shit, I only got in trouble for carrying a firearm. Mm-hmm. And that's basically, that wasn't being stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, no, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically exercising my amendment rights and shit, but it's like my Second Amendment. But I went about it the wrong way. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, not that I didn't make no mistakes or I was perfect, but I wasn't that dumb either. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, why you think it's an uptick in, I mean, do you think social media play a lot into a lot of this rap beef? Because, I mean, think about it, from Pac and Biggie, we've been having rappers get killed. But, like, now, because a lot of this shit plays out on social media.
Yeah, because you could say something. Like, right now, you got an audience. So, basically, everybody at a show on mm-hmm. social media. You get on Instagram, you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody say something to you on this show in front of everybody at the show.
Yep.
It's like you're forced, or you feel this pressure. So it becomes like a,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Who's
gonna back down? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you don't want to back down, and he don't want to back down either. So then it just turns. Then the fans, they want to see it. They want to see you
mm-hmm.
shoot each other and fight. And, like,
and the thing that these young niggas got to understand, and I'm sure you see it too. What they'll do is, the fans play a big part in a lot of this bullshit, because they share shit and they mm-hmm. screen record. They do all this shit, right? They'll be the first ones to call a nigga a bitch. Oh, he a bitch. Oh, they'll hype it up. But the minute that you called that nigga a bitch and then he turned around and did something, then they start calling you stupid.
Hey, you stupid.
Then you dumb.
You stupid.
You know what exactly. I mean? So it's like the youngins, they got to see that, dog. It's a trap.
Hurry up.
Like,
you can't pay attention to social media. You can't let that be your driving force in life. Like, don't base your life off of what you see on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to put that phone down, cut off that app,
mm-hmm.
and pay rent every month.
Deal,
like, you know what I mean?
Life.
You
got to
deal with the world. Like, you looking at people that, you looking at somebody's life, and you want that for yourself, but you don't know what it takes to have that life. Like, you don't know what they going. A lot of these people, you see a nigga in a high rise apartment driving a Benz and going to restaurants every night, but you don't know this nigga probably squatting in a high rise. The nigga
right.
Benz, that's probably his
real
baby
talk.
Mama shit.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
always
yeah.
in it because she at work all day. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, it's easy to put on a facade
yep.
on social media.
Yep.
And then you got all these people that's looking and they trying to take notes of what other things, you know what I mean? They mm-hmm. looking at what other people are doing in their life and trying to figure out their own life.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people. Like, you see these rappers, like, you see a rapper, he got a big diamond chain on, but you don't know that just because he's somebody, the jeweler gonna give him this on credit, and you just gotta, you know what
yep.
I mean?
Yeah.
You might only gave him $3,000.
Real
but
talk.
You, you trying to keep up with the rapper, you finna go out and really spend $50,000 and your hard trap dollars on this chain. Real talk. This rapper ain't even did it. Like, you know what I mean?
Real talk, man. Listen, I'm glad you said that, bro. And I don't know if it's a thing because, you know, you and I are on the inside and we're out here in L.A., you know what I mean? And we this the entertainment capital. I be telling a lot of young cats, especially from my city, you know, they believe the marketing of the shit.
Exactly.
It's like, nigga, do you know that, nigga, for one, them man-made diamonds he had on, you know what I'm saying? Or that's somebody like the jeweler letting borrow that shit. Like, that nigga got a whole stylist.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you trying to break yourself to keep up with the marketing.
Like,
with
this
the
nigga
image.
Got a whole Gucci fit on. Yeah. Somebody let him borrow that outfit. He got to take that outfit back after the show.
Fucking right. Like, you know he had a stylist he paid probably $250 that went and got that shit, and they going to take that back.
We got wardrobe racks back there. They all got the tags on them.
You see what I'm saying?
You feel me? Yeah. So it's like,
and you try to tell these young cats, but that's the thing, bro. Like, you think, why do you think this generation, you know, like you said, you could receive game? I could too. That was just our generation. Why you think it's hard for them to be receptive to the game? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's all off the visual, social media. Mm-hmm. They see everybody else. It's like, if you, like, basically, niggas don't want to hear nothing if you ain't rich. If you ain't rich right now, these niggas ain't trying to hear shit. Like, you can't even tell a nigga nothing. Like, niggas ain't reset. Like, you got to have, niggas only respect people that got more money than them. Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't receptive to game. People are receptive to money. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I take
girls,
it even farther than that,
girls
bro.
Don't even want to, like, girls don't, like, you don't even got to have, like, the first thing, a girl don't give a fuck what type of, like, send me a Cash App. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she just want a Cash App. Like, she don't give a fuck. You can have a girl, whatever, they don't give a fuck no more. Just send me a Cash App. They want a Cash App. Like, you got me to asking for Cash App. What the fuck you got a Cash App in your bio for? Like, like I'm going to just give you some money because you cute. Oh, yeah, you got fat ass. Here go $100. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, shit is like, but, like, it's just social media got everybody...
Yeah, fucked
just
up.
Just fucked up, and it's just all this facades, and everybody, like, you got girls acting like they just out here fucking just Diva City, like, but you just spent your whole EDD on all outfits. Now you really broke as shit like that, but you got all these outfits so you can look cute every day, but you really broke as shit. It's just all a facade.
Yeah.
Like, you
know? I know chicks that look like they be moving around and doing shit, but they won't never show the motherfucker
the home
out.
Like, yeah, you know exactly. Who like, flew you out? Like, you don't know. You don't know.
It's like, bitch, you on that, what's that website, the Sugar Daddy shit? Like, you had a whole 72-year-old motherfucker fly you out, you know? And they taking pictures, making it seem like
acting like they just doing it big. Yeah. Like, no, yo,
got a million followers and broke his shit.
You
got
to go suck them all saggy balls tonight. Pause. You gotta be hitting them balls when you get off the plane.
In this, excuse me. In this social media era, what's the craziest thing you've seen? You being an influencer.
The craziest thing I see is these new. I keep seeing these new dudes, like the dude who be running around with Young Miami from the City Girls.
Mm.
This fucking dude, like the nigga's a boy with a fade and a beard, but the nigga got his eyelashes and his ass done with nails, and it's just like, it's fucking me. like, I'm like, how you got a fucking fade and a beard with a big butt, like, pause, like, that shit is just like, that's like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just like, that shit is the fucking.
You think social media?
You got a crippled, it's like another dude.
I seen that. Like, what is that? That's a dude?
Bro, yes.
I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Bro, exactly. Like, this shit is like, it's starting to fuck.
Yeah. I seen that. It's a motherfucker twisted. It's like, I'm sorry, was that me?
This is the show to get you canceled.
Yeah, we're gonna get canceled like a bitch, but I know what you're saying, the twisted motherfucker. Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Like, bro.
I thought the picture was Photoshopped.
And then you got another one in a wheelchair. He like a paraplegic. Like, what the fuck are you like, bro? Like, oh my God. That shit, like, it's just crazy. You said it's the craziest thing.
Man, hey, social media is creating monsters, bro.
Bro, then you got Lil Pump out here. He just so fascinated with getting his toes and his nails done.
I saw that. Yeah.
Lil Yachty, he started painting his nails. Now he got a line, a nail polish line.
Who's the one that put the diamond in a fucking
Uzi Vert? This fool got a $24 million diamond put in his forehead. Like, it's just crazy. I see the craziest things on social
media. Well, social media create monsters, for real.
For real.
And then what you think about the Lil Nas X? You ain't getting none of them Air Maxes?
No way.
They red.
With the blood in them?
They red.
With the actual vial of blood in them?
I'm not getting that shit.
What'd you think when you seen that shit?
Embarrassing.
Really? Yeah. I ain't even watch it.
I seen a young little black boy just twerking for that devil. Like, it's just like, bro. Like, it's just like the image of the black man is starting to be turned soft and
emasculated.
Yeah, like just emasculated. Yeah, just completely. Yeah. And it's like, but it's like people love to see that, like, because you tired of seeing us be strong. Like, you looking forward to seeing us be weak, so you celebrate that. Like, you know what I mean?
I noticed a shift in that, like, a lot of times, especially because, I mean, I'm 6'3", 235, you know, and I'm as alpha as they come. But I start seeing that because the whole narrative of the emasculation, just sometimes my presence be too much for motherfuckers. Exactly. I walk in because they not used to seeing a alpha, you know what I mean? I walk in and motherfuckers get to getting scared and you can't say shit. You know, too much bass in your voice. A motherfucker, you know, get offended and they get, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What you think that's a, you think it's a conspiracy or you think that's just the world decadent and just going to hell?
No, I think
like that.
that's the direction that society is, that they're trying to, you know what I mean? That's the direction that they trying to push the culture. Like, they seen, you know what I mean? It like, yeah, basically like the image they want to see of the black man is the zesty black man popping his ass for the devil. Like, you know what I mean? That's what they don't want to see the, you know what I mean? Like, if you just look at most of the rappers, like even the gangster rappers that come out with a gangster song, next, give them two videos, this nigga got a stylist, and next thing you know, he dressed like French Montana. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, everything is zesty. Like, all right, that's gangster, but we need you a bit more zesty. Like, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. Do you think it's zesty because they want them to act zesty, or is it just these niggas are wearing high fashion?
I think it's both. It's, they want it zesty, and these niggas know what Hollywood wants. So, and you willing to do that? Like, you willing to be zesty for Hollywood? Like, you know what I mean?
So now that we talking about the new motherfuckers, so who's your top five of the new school?
Right now, I would say Lil Baby.
Yeah,
Lil Baby for sure. He been putting it down. Drake for sure.
For sure.
Drake. Who else really doing their thing that I could say? Moneybagg doing his thing.
Oh man, that nigga super dope. He definitely in my top five.
He been doing his thing. Moneybagg. Yeah. Money Man,
yeah.
I fuck with Money Man. Money Man.
He from Atlanta, huh?
Yeah, I think Savannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But he dope though. I've been fucking with him lately. Pooh Shiesty dope.
Yeah.
I'm checking him out.
Yep.
Dirk starting to get dope. Like, okay. Dirk was trash to me at first. Like, his older shit was kind of like trash. He was good for a song here and there, but like a lot of his new shit been hidden lately.
Yeah,
like,
Dirk, you know,
man, he's starting to come with it. That's about it, just off the top of my head.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I agree. I think Drake.
Pop Smoke was dope.
Yeah, Pop Smoke.
He was dope.
Yo, I say Drake, Moneybagg, yo, Young Boy. I like Rod Wave.
Rod Wave got a few songs I fuck with.
And Moray, you up on Moray?
Nah.
Yeah, he from I think North Carolina.
He dope.
Yeah, he got that Quicksand song.
I heard it.
Yeah, it's dope. You gotta check him out.
It's a lot of dudes though. Mm-hmm. Like, they got, but we was talking about rap as far as rap, right?
Yeah.
It's that's about it for the news.
Speaking of Pop Smoke, you see that the details of his
15-year-old.
Yeah, you see that shit.
But I feel like it was like, like, I don't know. You know, did they really need to report on that? Like, I think like the family dealing with enough already, and like they probably trying to deal and get past that. I don't think like it was just necessary to release those details.
The details,
he was killed
and shit
by a 15-year-old.
Yeah,
like, who cares how old he was? Like,
yeah,
niggas, just do your thing. Like, you know
right.
But I mean,
But you know, you being from out here and me being out here almost 20 years, a lot of motherfuckers, I tell people, man, you got to be careful coming out here. People will be thinking just because they in the Hollywood Hills and shit that it don't go out. You're not safe. Like LA, LA is like a network. Like, you got to understand, a lot of the niggas that get down and they still connected, they got bitches that work in hotels. They got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you come out here and really get fucked off.
No, a lot of the times, a lot of people don't even realize, like, a lot of time you in these places with security, but the security is the niggas lining you up some of the time. Like, niggas be the security. Like, nigga, you sitting in fucking whatever nightclub and you think you good. Like, nigga, security guard that's getting paid $150 for the night are easily lining your ass up.
Hell yeah.
Like,
you know, yeah. I remember when they got Jazzy Faye at the Beverly Center. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a nigga got robbed of his shit in the Beverly Center.
Yeah, niggas will catch you, man. Niggas is thirsty out here.
Yeah, niggas is wood. I tell niggas motherfuckers constant. All the time, man.
You walking through the mall with $100,000 worth of jewelry, you know, niggas see you like, that's Jazzy Faye. Like, nigga gonna get on you.
They get on you in the mall. They get on you where you at.
Fuck. Site. You walking around with $150,000 on your neck. Like, niggas is willing to risk it all for that. Like,
Yeah. What you think the uptick? I mean, I know you from L.A., but I'm assuming it's in L.A. and Compton. But the uptick in violence, like with the youngsters in the streets, what you think that's attributed to?
I don't think it's an uptick. I feel like it always been going. It been violent, like, you know what I mean. It been violent. I think now we just got social media, and I think we hearing about it more now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, you know, before the news only reported on certain things and you only hear certain things, but now we have social media. Mm-hmm. So now we are a lot more directly connected.
Yeah. In real time too.
To other places in real time. So, you know what I mean? It just seems like, but really, it always been going on. Niggas been the murder capitals and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We more informed now.
Yeah. What you think about this crypto shit? You got you some cryptocurrency?
Not yet, but I've definitely been looking at it and I've been like, you know what I'm saying, researching it a bit and just like, you know what I mean, talking to people and, you know what I mean? I'm definitely like, it's definitely in my near future to like, you know what I mean, invest a few spare dollars into.
So now that you a brand, I mean, you know, you done built yourself up now. I mean, you smoke a lot of weed. You thought about coming out with your own strain?
I've been trying to do it for the longest. I actually did at one point, but the business just ended up not working out. Like, you know what I mean? So we end up like canning that. But it's definitely like, you know what I mean, in my horizon, like, for sure. Like,
you get booked for shit out of town a lot?
Not so much now because of the cold since
before
COVID.
Before that?
Before I was, hell yeah, I was moving around a lot. Yeah.
So they book you to like what you do when you go out?
Just like maybe just a walkthrough or something, or nigga might want a feature, or nigga might want me to just come to a party. Like, you know, some people just want me to just be there. Like,
And motherfuckers, they'll pay you to do that?
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up. So you
people pay, like, you know, people that want promotion, people want their clothing line out there, like, you know what I mean? Some people want to, you know what I mean? It's a lot of ways to make money when you got a platform like mine, and you know what I mean? It's 100 ways to get paid.
Yeah. So you and Vlad, y'all done developed a cool little relationship.
Yeah, we cool.
What's up on Vlad? Because a lot of people be, especially black folks, they talk shit about Vlad. Like, what, you know, and you being a street cat, I mean, you know.
I honestly think, like,
what you think that come from?
Jealousy.
Really?
I think people just jealous that a white dude can get up there and make himself start a $1 million company, a multi-$1 million company off of black struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And none of you blacks did it. You know what I mean? So I kind of think like it's just getting to the point like where people like been jealous and they looking for any excuse to just, you know what I mean? Nobody want to see you win. People don't want to see, like, you know what I mean? Like, once you start winning, they'll, act like they're happy, but they didn't want to see you win. Like, even when if it looked like I was about to win, you wouldn't have helped me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody know I'm standing in a position to score the winning shot, you're not going to pass me the ball, though. You're going to take the winning shot yourself. Like, you know what I mean? But once you see me take the shot and I've already won, now you want to celebrate me and like, like, he's winning. Like, but you wouldn't have, you know what I mean? If it was up to you, I would have never won. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you just got to, like, know, like, nigga, like, I'm doing what I'm doing. And, like, nigga, if you... Like, you know what I mean? I like Coi Leray. Coi Leray got a little dope little song out right now. And she like, she off the better things.
Yeah.
Like, she said something about she only want people around that's going to make me elevate. Like,
yeah.
Or people that's going to make me better. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like.
I mean, me personally, I never seen it. I mean, unless it's something I'm missing, bro. I never seen the culture vulture thing that they try to put on Vlad. I always enjoy this platform because at the end of the day, in my opinion, you know, and I mean, I could be wrong, but I just felt like he had a platform and he invite artists and brands on there. And I mean, he's more of a journalistic type dude. So if he asks you a question, I mean, you don't answer have to it or answer you don't. It. Yeah, you answer it appropriately.
That's what I'm saying. But it's just, that's what I'm saying. People is just jealousy. Like people are just haters because it's a white dude who built a multi-million dollar platform off of talking to black people about their struggle. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I think people are just jealous of that. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm from NorCal though, and Vlad was in the streets with Mac Dre's camp like 15, 16.
Yeah, like ago. Vlad is from the Bay.
Yeah. I mean, but he was doing like the street DVDs.
Yeah, way back when. Like he just said it the other day in our last interview. We just was talking about that. Like,
yeah. I mean, he's actually grew up in the culture. So yeah, it's not like that's why I never understood the hate with him because, you know what I mean? Like, he's from the culture. He grew up on the culture. So he's not necessarily like, just because he's white, that don't mean nothing. But he's not an outsider like that's, you know, over here that don't even know about the culture that came in and seen a spot, you know?
Just because he's white and he majority of it. That's all it. Like I see. It's nothing else. Like it's nothing. Like what are you mad about? Like it's because Vlad is white and he's so big. In the black community.
Far
as, like, you know what I mean. He has one of the biggest platforms.
Right.
In the culture. So
right.
Naturally, it's just the hate. You're gonna have the haters that don't want to see him in his position, that don't want to see him win. So they're going to say whatever they can to try to, like, you know what I mean?
Man, at the end of the day, man, shout out to Vlad. Like, I've always dug his platform.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I ain't no hater, you know what I mean? We don't do that over here.
I'm not a hater at all. That's all. I always felt like he was very informative. I always appreciated the way he digs into the story and gets the details
and gets
to, you know what I mean?
You have to respect that part of it. You know
I always
what I'm
appreciated this platform, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you feel like you being on this platform, you a regular, you know, do you feel like that has, you've gained something from that, your notoriety and all your
gained some more notoriety and I definitely think like a lot of people get to see a different side of me on Vlad, like, because like when I'm on the internet or I'm on Instagram Live and I'm talking shit, you get one side of Bosco, but then when I'm on Vlad and I'm talking to this intelligent white guy and on a huge platform, it's like a bit more, you get that other, you know what I mean?
You get to show the other side of yourself.
Exactly, the more sensible side of me.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring you on here, because I was able, I seen that, like on the internet, when you on IG, know what I mean?
You know, because
like,
we having a good time, we clowning, we entertaining, you know what I mean? But it's a bit more serious when we get to Vlad, it's a bit more like, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? So it's like, you get to see that.
That's dope, that's dope. Speaking of Coi Leray, like, what you think about with her, like, going through what she going through with her daddy, you know, in the media? Like,
she not really going through nothing.
No, she was. Her and Benzino was going. I mean, they done patched it up since then, but I'm saying.
I mean, that's Hollywood for you. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she probably, like, that's their personal issue. Everybody has some kind of issue with their parents at some point.
But I'm saying putting that shit, you know, playing it out in social media.
I think it's just, I think it's good for publicity. You know what I mean? For them, like, it's good publicity.
Yeah.
Like,
would you ever let any of your personal shit spill over to social media?
I mean, I have, like.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like,
no, I'm saying, like, baby mamas, old ladies.
Nah, I don't do all that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
see, it's different when it's you going back and forth with another.
See, before I used to do it all the time. Like I was going through breakups with my baby mamas, and I used to like, but like now, it's just tasteless to me.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's tasteless.
I agree.
It's
like, yeah, because family shit and personal shit.
It's personal shit. Like, who are these people? Why we gotta hash out our personal business for the internet to see, I hate when something personal happens and somebody jumps on Facebook and goes into a rant.
I hate that shit.
But he fucking fight. Like, you don't even know these people. Like, why?
I always hate when motherfuckers get on Facebook or any social media and cry. I be wondering, like, did they rehearse that?
That shit is annoying.
They time it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit is annoying. Like, people put too much into social media. Like, it's cool to share certain things mm-hmm. with followers. And, you know what I mean? You kind of, like, build a relationship with because it's social media. And you kind of, like, build a relationship. It's a lot of people I've been in touch with, I met on social media. Mm-hmm. And they've been following me from Twitter and Facebook. And, like, you know what I mean? We kind of, like, so you meet a lot of people. And, you know, you share things and you kind of like get some insight from people, but as far as like just like hashing out your personal business mm-hmm. on Instagram and Facebook, it's kind of corny to me.
Like, yeah, super corny. So, I mean, so what you got coming up in the future, bro? What you got going on?
Right now, like in the near future, I'm definitely working on the podcast thing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely trying to get this strain thing, this marijuana strain. Definitely looking forward to the next fight. Like, I definitely got to get Daz in there. Like, either Daz or Gilly or both.
What we need to do, because I might can help you with that. What we need to do to get them niggas in there. And then I'll train you, my nigga.
We just got
I'll help you get in shape.
I got a trainer, though. But, yeah, I do need some,
he train you for the fight.
Fight. Yeah, I train some more. You. Yeah, exactly.
You don't think you'll ever go the way of Jake Paul or whatever and just start fighting people? Just like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm leaning towards. Like,
yeah.
I got the first one out the way. Now we got two more contenders.
Would you fight Jake Paul?
Hell yeah. That's the fucking bag right there. He like the new Jake Paul is like they preparing him to be the cash cow for Triller. Like he's basically
Nah, but he can fight too though.
No, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's like the Mayweather. He's the Triller Fight Club cash cow.
Yeah.
Like he's the, you know what I mean? His shit gonna be big draw, big money fights. Like he's the champ over there. So, you know what I mean? They basically competing with Showtime and HBO and UFC.
His
and
numbers, shit, his right? numbers did, like he did numbers though.
Exactly.
So I was working at
it. But some of that shit was us too though. Like, see, people like, don't try to just give it all to Jake Paul because them pay per view, like a lot of that shit came from our hype too. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Not taking nothing from him or nobody else, but.
When you say our hype, who you talking about? You and
me and Gonzo fight too, because we was on the undercard, so we put a lot of hype, you know what I mean? Like a lot of them pay per viewers mm-hmm. was there to see us too, like, you know what I mean? So then, like, you know, shout out to him and what he do, but don't take nothing away from what I do either. Like, you know what I mean?
Would you and Gonzo, would you rematch with Gonzo?
Definitely.
If the bag, talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah,
if the bag, right? You know, he feel like he, you know, of course he feel like, because you know that Snoop called it a draw.
Yeah.
I say I won. He say he won. You know what I mean? But
I seen it. Both of you niggas was finna fall out.
Yeah. Shit, nigga, I'm tired of shit, nigga. I smoke out. Like, see, we not boxers, though.
Yeah,
I'm not a professional.
Oh, I know what it take. Hell
so
yeah.
So I was smoking and drinking. You know me. I'm smoking and drinking up until right before the fight, nigga.
I was impressed because I would have been done the first round.
You see what I'm saying?
I'd have been over that bitch like, call that shit.
Nigga was tired.
I'd have been like the nigga in Rocky, throw in the towel.
People don't understand. Like, a lot of people, like, because I went in there feeling like, you know, in a street mm-hmm. fight, I'm feeling like, oh, I'm finna knock this nigga out.
Yeah.
But once you get in there and you feel that.
You got them gloves on.
And the whole
and then the lights and then your nerves. Your
bro,
nerves
like, that shit is
all that.
A whole different thing, bro. And I just, nothing, it wasn't nothing like how I thought it was gonna be. Like,
yeah. Y'all did how many rounds? Was it three?
It was three 2 minute rounds.
2 minutes, yeah. Y'all just did 2 minutes. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
It was like 10.
Like, really, the professional fight be 3 minutes.
3 minutes,
like,
three minutes. And they do 12 rounds.
12 3 minute rounds.
Yeah.
That shit is like, man.
All right. So, yeah. So, you got the strain of weed coming. You know what I mean?
Definitely working on a strain.
Yeah. And you trying to line up the fights.
Trying to line up the fights. And definitely, we're trying to do more with the building the platform. Mm-hmm. With the, you know what I mean? We're trying to encourage other rappers and others, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get, basically just start a whole movement. Try to do our part as far as like being the inspiration
mm-hmm.
for niggas to consider, at least consider.
Putting the guns down.
Putting the guns down,
yeah.
Picking the gloves up if you really got an issue.
Real
like
talk.
Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's dope.
Just as far as like, being a man, mm-hmm. like that's something that's like, it's like bread in this with being a man. Like, it's just part of being a man. You're gonna fight, you're gonna squabble. Like,
mm-hmm.
but I think with social media, it made people so scared to take an L. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like back in the day, you didn't care if you took an L. Like, back in the day, like, you fight, fuck it, if I lose, I lose. But now, you know what I mean? Niggas, one of the first thing niggas want to pull out their cameras and You know what I mean? So it make niggas like, you know what I mean? Niggas is scared to take a loss now, and it's like niggas refuse to take a loss now. So it's like,
part about it is they don't understand is they take a loss. Because now you kill the nigga and you go to jail, you lost your whole life.
It's a double loss.
You didn't even, you could have just lost. Hell, you could have went, got your shit up and came back and tried to get another win.
You could have just been a man and holler at a nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you don't even got to fight. Like, nigga, like, be a man and admit when you wrong. Communication is key, bro. Like, sometimes you don't got to be a fight. Like,
conflict.
Sometimes,
resolution.
Like, nigga, I could make a, you know what I mean? Nigga, say you was wrong. Fuck it. You know what? I was wrong. I apologize, bro. Yeah. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, ain't nothing wrong with that. They'll make you less of a man. Like, you got to know how to avoid bad situations in life. Like, like, anybody could pick up a gun and kill somebody. Like, it's not nothing, but it's a different, it take a different character to be able to talk and come to resolutions with your mouthpiece, and like, you know what I mean? It take a different type of man. Like, some niggas, they don't got that gift of gab, or they don't know, they don't have the words that it take to go in there and make something like that happen. Right. Like, so, you know what I mean? Me, I was blessed. Like, I'm a gifted speaker. Like you know what I mean? I was like one of them people, like, I'm not afraid to, like, you know what I mean? If I got to holler at a nigga, I'm going to holler at him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not afraid to.
Especially if it ain't about nothing.
Yeah, especially if it ain't about nothing. That's like, bro, I ain't finna go kill this nigga over this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, nigga, like.
I always say conversation rule the nation. Sometimes it just be misunderstandings that you don't even know we're there, you know? And all it take is just, man, let me holler.
Sometimes it don't even be. Sometimes it just be some nothing. Yeah. It just, all it took was a phone call. To, you know what I mean? Where I, instead of jumping in a car with loaded firearm, risking my freedom to come shoot at you and take your life. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, how much of that is like, how long are we going to keep doing the same shit?
Right. You know what I mean? Now, that's dope, bro. I mean, I respect and appreciate that whole position and the platform and what you're trying to do, you know, what's the name of it? The boxing thing that y'all doing?
We went with gloves up, guns down.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think moving forward, we might end up changing the name and coming with a different name for it.
Is that something you're doing in partnership with Snoop and them?
Actually, me and Gonzo and Snoop. Yeah, me, Gonzo, Snoop. Like, we got something in the works we're trying to do. But honestly, we might end up changing the name. Mm-hmm. But for right now, like,
You know what I mean? But the initiative is the initiative.
The initiative is the gloves up.
That's dope, bro. Keep doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, bro. Let's build.
Like I said, man, pleasure meeting you, brother.
Yeah, likewise, brother. You know, we've been watching you. You know what I'm saying? I like your movement. You know, like you were saying, like, we want to normalize motherfuckers, you know, just being able to communicate. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And same thing. I want to normalize telling motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, good job. I see you. Yeah. You know, keep doing what you're doing, giving you your flyers while you're here.
Yeah, you feel me? I've never been no hater. Like, so, you know what I mean? Same way that I don't have a problem telling you, nigga, that song was trash.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem telling you, nigga, that song was hard. Like, it ain't no, you know what I mean? Just because I told you your song was trash before, that don't mean on the next one, I'm going to have a problem telling you. You know what I mean? The next one might be hard as fuck. And you know what I mean? I'm going to tell you the same way. Like, I don't have a problem giving you flowers. Just like I don't have a problem shit on your foot.
Nah, that's real shit, bro. So we gonna, we gonna try to make that dash shit happen. I think that'll be a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you
know, it ain't gonna be a meal dash.
He definitely ain't getting no meal yet. Exactly. That nigga ain't getting no meal yet, but
you know what I'm saying?
Gonna put something together.
Yeah, but I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for coming through, man. Hey, this is always a home for you too, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate it.
All right, salute.
Definitely.
I'm home court, standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? I'm home court, you standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? They ain't believe in me in the beginning. Don't wanna hang around now they see me winning. I'm home court, you standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down?
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.